business side, this is episode 2, and today we are going to be talking about spending. And I'm joined today by Zach Mack.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Zach.
Zach, I'm going to kind of let you introduce yourself. I don't want to steal your thunder or anything, but we're going to be talking about spending. And I brought Zach in because we both kind of have, jobs, multiple jobs at that, and it kind of is a different spectrum, I guess you'd say. Something completely different from what I do day to day is going to be something completely different that you do day to day. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, kind of explain who you are and what you do every day, and yeah, it's you.
Okay, I'm Zach. I'm a student athlete at Stephen F. Austin State University here in Nacogdoches, Texas. I'm a waiter and a door guy, really into customer service and the hospitality end of just trying to pleasing people to make money and get by with just keeping food in my mouth for college and stuff like that.
And so you, not only you play football.
I do.
You're an O-lineman.
Offensive line.
So it takes a lot of food to eat.
A lot.
So the grocery bill is hefty.
Very, very hefty.
And so I kind of brought you on because we were talking about this the other day. So me and Zach have been friends for quite a while now. But we were talking about this the other day. Kind of like how people spend their money and budgeting and how bad it, honestly, bad it is. I mean,
it's just embarrassing how people come out and they just, you'll get a lump sum check at the first semester.
Okay, can you explain that part? Because a lot of regular people don't understand how that works.
Okay, with being a student athlete, I'm on scholarship. And so my scholarship covers most of my tuition, and I have grants and stuff like that. And so every semester I get a refund check back, which is nice to get all that. And so guys just get this refund check, and it's a big lump sum of money at one time, and they just, and it's supposed to be used to spend over the months of your semester. Just
technically, that's your rent money and like grocery money.
That's your rent money, grocery money, utilities, Wi-Fi, water, electricity.
It's what it's for.
It's what it's for. But guys just get this, and they just go and spend it all on watches and tattoos and
Jordans
and shoes and clothes and stuff that they can't afford. And then by the second month of the semester, you're broke.
You're broke again.
Trying to find out where you're going to get your next meal from and pay your rent, and so you don't get evicted and living in your car or whatever. And it's just knowing how to spend your money in that aspect of budgeting and just not spending all your money at once and just making sure you know what you have to live on.
I mean, like, most student athletes don't have a consistent income. There's a check at the beginning of the semester. There's one.
Yeah.
Fall and spring semester, there's one check. And if you divide that up correctly over the 6 months of that semester, you should be able to do that because that's what you've done.
Yeah. Yeah, and then working, too, that brings in a little extra income. But you should be able to live off of what they provide you. If you budget right and do everything right, you should be able to live for the 4 or 5 months that we're in semester and at school to be able to go out every once in a while, no big deal, but also to make sure you have what you have to pay and pay that, and then just to be able to live right and not worry about your financial stability at the moment.
I mean, that's I just don't understand what prompts people to do so. And student athletes don't have jobs. I mean,
no,
normally you don't have jobs.
It's very hard to keep a
you
job.
You have two
jobs, and then a third just every once in a while when I need some money, and they'll let me do it, I'll do it. But it's very, yeah, it's keeping jobs and trying to be a student athlete between workouts and lifts and study hall and class and homework.
It's a beast.
It's a beast. Yeah. It's a beast all itself. It's like having two full-time jobs sometimes, you feel like, and you don't sleep a lot, and you're just kind of out here making money, or you're going to school, and so.
So how do you personally, and I'll touch on myself after you, but how do you personally divide up your funds that you receive? So you receive the check at the beginning of the semester.
Yeah.
And then you also have a paycheck from working.
Yeah.
Most of the time. It's spring, definitely. Fall being season, you work a little less.
Yeah.
So your budget's probably a little tighter. So we're going into the fall. Your budget's going to be a little tighter. But you've saved up a lot of money.
Yeah. So
from summer. So tell us a little bit about how you go about it personally.
So I really started working this past spring just with waiting tables and being a door guy at a local bar here. And
yeah, I'm drinking a Capri Sun right now, in case anyone's wondering.
And so with just getting money from that. And I have two checking accounts. I put all my money into one checking account, and I withdraw money out of that account just over my phone into the other one, and I only withdraw $100 at a time. I keep $100 on in this card that I use all the time. And once I get low, I refill it. But that gives me a basis of, so I refill it on Monday. I don't need to use all this $100 until Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so if I can...
You don't have to spend it.
I don't have to spend it. No, that's just for to keep myself from having a lump sum of money in my account and saying, oh, I can go buy this. It adds a barrier to allow myself not to know I have to spend that money.
You're putting another funnel that you have to go through to be able to transfer money to yourself.
Yes.
Like another task.
It's just another thought process that goes through your head. And it's like, do I want to transfer $200 for a pair of shoes that I don't need? And so it just adds a barrier for me to do.
How many pairs of shoes do you need? One?
You need two pairs of shoes. If you have three, okay, you need to stop. But at the end of the day, you can get by with one pair of shoes and maybe a pair of dress shoes. But
I'm guilty of that. I have a lot of shoes, though.
Yeah, but
different scenario.
Very. And so it's just in that aspect. But putting all that money into that one account allows you to know that you have it, and you can pull it out when you need to if you get in a bind, when you need to pay your rent, you pull it out. You pull that out of that account. But it has that lump sum that you have just to know that you have it. But
emergency fund.
Like, yeah, it's a big emergency fund, and you just pull out of that when you need it, but it gives that barrier to know that gives you a barrier to not buy just outrageous things.
Yeah, so for me, it's a little different having a little bit different of a job. I'm more remote, being a creative director for Vite Media, now Vite Media, formerly Verified Athlete. Zach's coming to work there not too long from now.
Yeah.
So having a consistent income plus whatever I'm able to decipher up from web development clients, things like that I have on my own, that process is a little different for me. So I would get that. I used to get that same check as a student athlete. And so, I mean, I still have a season left, so I do get that check one more time around, but after that I won't anymore. I've kind of accepted the real life world. But so the same way, I would get that check, but I also had a very consistent income because I was able to work remote from my computer, do graphics, marketing, things of that sorts, and so I was able to have the consistent money. So whenever I got this check, I was able to have a little bit of fun. I mean, there was $1,000 that I knew I could use because I was going to get paid next month too. Yeah. So
you know where your next light bill,
I know where my next check is coming from. I know that. And it seems like a lot of guys, they're out there budgeting. I mean, literally can't pay their bills, but budgeting for alcohol and going out on the weekend.
Yeah. Like just budgeting for things that you can do without or get by doing very cheaply. Like, going to parties, like you could pick up two or three free beers. Like, that's not a big deal. And then, but just budgeting an outrageous amount of money for alcohol in just a semester is like, why? It just doesn't make sense. And then budgeting for just stupid little things that don't make any sense that you're maybe going to do once or twice and then give up, and it just sits somewhere and it's not helping you anything. It's not helping you be a better businessman, be a better person. It's just material. It's not anything that's going to...
All that I've ever been told is, like, focus on saving and gaining capital, like, right now. Like,
yeah.
Why are we trying... One of the things that gets me is guys that get these cool cars, their parents pay for these outrageous cars. I mean, I see it here all the time. And it's... The kid comes in and, I mean, in a $30,000 car.
And it's...
Why? Why does he have a brand new car? Now, if your parents got the money for it, you know what?
You're blessed and you
let's
do
talk
it.
A different story. But let's talk about the guys that literally can't pay their phone bills, literally can't pay rent every month,
yeah,
and are trying to scrape for food, and they're out here with a $700 car note. I mean, you're driving that car, biggest pet peeve of mine, you're driving the car to impress somebody that you're never going to meet at a red light.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you're pulling up to a red light, you're going to see 10 people there. You don't know any of them. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
What do you drive, Zach?
I drive a mom car, Toyota RAV4. Yeah, it's a little SUV. I could throw the kids in the soccer ball in the back and take them to practice if I need to. But it's a very just economical car. I get good gas mileage. I can go. It's reliable enough to get me where I need to go. And
it's like it's doable to have a normal lifestyle in college.
Yes.
And not try to spend thousands of dollars like you've got a million.
No. Yeah, it's very... You get by with what you can. I don't buy any clothing unless it's on
sale. What's your weekly spending habit? What is your weekly spending habit personally?
Food. I buy so much food. It's unreal. I really need to cut back on just going out to eat and just going getting tacos and stuff from different restaurants and burgers and stuff like that. That's my biggest thing I spend money on. And I catch myself every once in a while, like, I'll get on Nike.com and, like, get looking at shoes. I'm like, I don't need another pair of shoes right now. Like,
I love looking, and I make money, and I love to look, but I don't buy.
No, yeah, and that's the thing is, like, every once in a while, it's when you do get those big checks is when you do buy, is because you have that big lump sum of money, and you buy that one thing or two things that you want to spoil yourself with, but at the end of the day, you know you didn't spend enough to put yourself in a bond at the end of the semester or later on.
Personally, I don't think we should be getting lump sum checks. I think it should be divided up over every 2 weeks. It should be like a real paycheck.
Yeah, it should be. That would help a lot of guys out, I think, is just not getting that lump sum and getting the check whenever
you would around the time paid. You would normally get paid.
Yeah, like the 1st and 15th of every month, you should get a check. And usually your rent's due around that time anyway, so you just pay your rent then whenever you get your check, and then you have your extra.
You know what you have.
Then you know what you have, and you have your extra
already,
money.
Budgeting's already shit. It's terrible.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of schools do it like that. I don't know why. Here we do not do that, but just the spending aspect is very. People get a lump sum and they just want to blow it all.
Okay, so if you had to give your top three tips for saving money, spending money, what are your top three? What do you live by on a day-to-day basis?
Don't buy something unless you can buy it two or three, maybe four times.
This is gold, because that's my number one rule. And it used to be, don't buy it unless you could buy it two times over.
Yeah.
And it's changed because you get a real job and you start realizing how unimportant some things are.
Yeah.
And now for me, it's become, if I can't buy it five times... Like, I was literally explaining that to you the other day. Yeah. I was like, I want to go get food, but I could buy it. Like, I mean, I could buy it, but it was like, I still had to convince myself. And I have a check coming every month. Like,
yeah, and then it's buying the right things at the right time. Like, you can't go and spend $30 on a meal every night. And then
go to Clear Springs or Crack Barrel or something.
You gotta be smart. You gotta find the deals around town, the half-price appetizers, the half-price tacos or dollar tacos or whatever.
I think that one of the best people I've ever seen do that was Marlon Walls, who always found a deal.
The professor.
The professor. If anybody knows Marlon at all, you would know that this guy's kind of got it together on that part. Monday, I knew he was going to go to where a deal was.
Yeah.
Tuesday, it was dollar tacos, and then I knew, like, for a fact, he was always, so there was always this deal with Domino's, two mediums for $5 a piece.
Yeah.
But if you split it with a buddy, you each paid $5, and you got a pizza from Domino's, which is plenty of food. And so, it's just about finding deals. I mean, you don't have to ridiculously spend, like, you don't need to go have a $30 steak night two nights a week.
No.
When you're in college, you could go...
Unless
you buy a steak, and
there's times in the year that I have done that because I'm making a big check at the end of the week, and I know I can do it, and I can afford it, and I have enough to live off of.
Yeah, you waited tables better than average that week, right?
Yeah, so I can go spend $30 on a steak and have a good night by myself and hang out and play video games and eat steak.
So you can be an athlete in college, have two jobs.
Yeah.
Not just one job, but two jobs. So it's feasible.
Yeah. There's sacrifices, but it's feasible, very.
What are the sacrifices?
The sacrifices are, okay, so I can't go out every Saturday night. Okay, that's cool.
Because you work Friday, Saturday night.
I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. And that's, in college, that's the most time people go out right there. And so I save money by working. So by saving money by working, I'm not spending 40, 50 bucks a night on food and alcohol.
That's like a 200%. Revenue increase, right? Because you're not spending and you're making.
Yeah, I'm not spending and I'm making money. And Yeah, and so I'm not spending money those nights, and that helps me just save money in the end. And it's just very, very helpful in my eyes, and that helped me a lot whenever I was starting this process of saving money and making sure that I could live comfortably without asking for help from home and stuff, because I've never had that stability from home of
having a lot of
financial...
A lot of people don't realize how many people out there don't have mom and dad to fall back on all the time. No. Like, we lived it. Me and you both have the same, pretty close to the same situation. I mean, we take care of ourselves, still in college, have jobs, can move forward in life without somebody having to give us $200 every couple of weeks because we can't afford anything because we spent a grand on who knows what, on... Oh, for the sake of God, if you don't have the money to pay your rent, and I saw you drinking alcohol, I would lose it.
I have no.
If you were my roommate, if you were my roommate and couldn't pay rent, there's a great example because I just had a friend do this. I mean, literally just had a friend that he was like, "Oh, well, I had to pay his rent because he didn't have the money," but like, I saw the same kid out on Friday night.
Yeah, and it's. Even if you can't pay for everything by yourself, be smart with how you spend. Don't go out every night and spend the money that you don't have. Just between
trying to be a baller when you're not a baller.
Guy, and don't at least have some of the money that you're supposed to have, so you can ask if you have to ask for money. Ask for less. Don't ask for the whole lump sum. Be like, hey, I need an extra $50. Okay, yeah, I'll help you out. And I'll help somebody out if I know they're not out spending money recklessly.
Right.
And I have no problem with that. And you're $25-$50 short of rent. Yeah, I'll throw you $25-$50 and maybe a $25 on top of that to buy yourself a meal. But
you know what I've always thought about? I've always thought the richest kids in college are the poorest ones outside of college. And the poorest ones in college are the richest ones outside, because the poorest ones in college are the ones that are paying for all their own stuff.
Yes.
And know how to work, and then when they do get out of college, they can work and they can use it, and they know how to properly spend money, and they're gonna have a lot of it.
Yeah,
the guys that have just the refund checks, the fat Pell grants and the fat refund checks from scholarships in college and spend all this money, they're the ones that are gonna be broke because they've never had to work for that money.
Yeah,
and they just spend it and blow it,
and it's gone, and it's never a budgeting aspect. It's more, you just spend the money until it's gone without any care in the world of what's going on. And it's just, I don't know. I feel broke whenever I get under a certain amount in my checking account. Like, I can't.
Same for me.
I start freaking out if I get under.
There was one time several months ago when I had like $1,000 in my bank account and I lost my mind. Yeah. I lost it because I put some money up for a couple different things. So I lost some capital here because I was trying to make some money in the long term.
Yeah.
But that's what a lot of people don't do also, is invest. And I'd invested quite a bit of money somewhere I knew that was going to work. And, you know, end all be all, it ended up paying off for me and it helped. But I was down to like $950 in my personal account and I lost it, man. Yeah. I'd paid my rent, my bills and everything. But God forbid that I was going to go out and eat, that I was going to get a Sonic drink or a sweet tea, anything. There was no chance that was happening.
Yeah, I'm the same way with around the $1,000 mark. It's just very, I start eating air for dinner. And
I'm sleeping for dinner again. Yeah, it's just
eating ice. And
that's another thing. The investment side, though, I want to touch back on that. It's like, we were just talking about it just now before we did this. Yeah. You've got some money in some stock.
Yeah, a little bit of money in stock.
What do you have? What stock is that?
I'm in Funko right now, and I bought in about 3 months ago. And Funko is just like a pop culture company, and they do like collectibles and just cool stuff like that.
So there's ways to build some cash on the cash that you're getting. You can get this lump sum, take 50% of it, invest it into something, and turn it around.
And by the end of the semester, you could pay the rest of your rent.
You're killing it.
I mean, it's just, I put in, I mean, I'm not buying $90 stocks left and right. I'm buying
penny stocks, essentially.
Under $10. Yeah. Stocks under $10, if you can find the right one and do a little bit of research. And know what you're getting into. I mean, there's always a library open with Wi-Fi somewhere with a computer that you can go do research on stocks and know what to invest in and try to, or just even friends. Like, through the business school, I know guys that I can go talk to right now and say, hey, what would be a good thing?
What are you in?
Like, what are you in right now? What should I buy into that? And I mean, yeah, you gotta gamble a little, but that's okay. Just know what you're getting into, and you gotta trust the guys that you're talking to, and know that
cut your losses, and
you gotta know when to get out, but you gotta know when, and you gotta stay in even when things get bad. Because I bought into this one company, and things went bad quick. I stayed in. It never got better. I just cut it.
See, I don't really do a ton of stock, but I would gladly take a certain amount and set it forth for a company itself to be able to like take an equity partnership of some sorts. That's more of a royalty. Yeah, I'm not as big on stock investments, anything like that. Crypto, obviously, if you haven't watched the last podcast, it's become a high topic for me and a few of my friends, and we'll touch on that a lot later, but... so really that's just what we want to talk about today. I mean, there's ways to make money. You're a student athlete and you're able to have two jobs, and there's remote ways. Go check out fiverr.com. Jeez. I mean, it's not difficult.
Anything. Walk dogs, literally watch dogs. You just got to get in with the right people and know.
Make connections.
And somebody's leaving on vacation somewhere and they need you to watch their dog.
Absolutely.
You can go watch a dog for 30 minutes a day and make $10. Like, that's not hard. That's a meal in your mouth or extra money towards your rent or your electricity bill. And there's ways to make money, and people just
Don't be stingy about the job that you're trying to get in college.
Yeah, it's just I'm a waiter and a bouncer at a bar. Like, I don't, I'm at the lowest level of jobs.
Last thing I want to hear from somebody is how they don't have money, but then they're complaining about the job that they're trying to get.
Yeah.
Like, or that they could get.
Like, you're not going to be a CEO of a company completely in college. Like,
I wasn't, and now
you can't.
I've worked the whole 4 years to be in my fifth year here, and what I'm doing now, I've worked my whole 4 years to be able to come to the point that I am at now.
Yeah,
but it took 4 years of work, and where other guys are turning around their senior year and they're like, I haven't done anything but I want to be a CEO.
Yeah,
and I want to be the owner, I want to be the president, but I haven't done anything the past 4 years or in high school. I just sat around and had my mom's money, and I showed it off.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable, but there's ways to make money. There is ways to spend your money better.
It's all about connections and knowing what you're doing. And
connections are key.
Really just not being a materialistic person and knowing what you want. And
live modest now so you can live lavish later every day.
Yeah, you don't need $200 pair of shoes. You don't need – You walk in dirt. Like, what's the point of that? Like, I wear a $50. I think the most I've spent in the past 3 years on a pair of shoes is $70, maybe.
Yep. I didn't buy a pair of shoes for 4 years while I was here because football gave us shoes.
Yeah.
I literally did not buy a pair. You can ask my mother. I didn't buy a pair of shoes. She finally lost it that all I had was purple shoes. I'm not joking. Like, I didn't. And, I mean, just smarter ways to be about spending your money. So anyway, Zach, I appreciate you coming in on this one with me. We'd really appreciate if you gave this a rating. Comment down below. Any of the top, anything you want to know, feel free to message us. Zach Mack on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
ZachM57 on Twitter.
And so you can find him there. You can DM him. You can follow him. But we really appreciate you guys listening. And we will see you guys back on episode 3.